88.9 Shine FM Parenting Moments every Wednesday, joined again by Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Okay, we started a new topic for December last week. We'll continue. 7 essentials for encouraging gratitude in your children this Christmas. Yes, gratitude is a good thing for all of us.
It sure is, and I think we put the spotlight on it during the month of December. And so the second essential, well, this is an important one. Mike, do you know that there's another way to spell love?
Okay. I'm sure there's many ways if it's all the different ways you can love.
Well, this one is T-I-M-E.
Ah, yes.
Time. So the second essential for encouraging gratitude in our kids is spending time with them. Believe it or not, children, and yes, even your teenagers, like to be with their parents. Giving a child a lot of quality time with you teaches them the language of love, life's greatest gift. This season, savor every moment together, big and small, and rid yourself of distractions at such times, including putting away your smartphones. Being mindful helps you maintain empathy towards a child, and this provides important modeling of empathy, the most important emotion for developing gratitude and moral behavior. So I just want to say that again. Empathy is the most important feeling experience that we want to create in our kids so that they develop into grateful and moral children. It will also give you and your child a heightened sense of appreciation for the things both of you love and for your relationship. So as you step into the Christmas season, find moments to be together, sharing in favorite traditions where technology is not present. This may be baking, skiing, board game nights, or talks by the fire with hot cocoa in hand. By keeping the scheduled activities low, we leave lots of room for the treasured gift of being with each other.
Isn't that the truth? That is great. And I appreciate your kind words, because sometimes, I don't know, I feel the teenagers in my house don't always want to be around mom and dad, but I know deep down they do. So
yeah, I think, again, yes, do they spend more time out in the world exploring, whether that's exploring through their phones in their bedroom?
Yep.
For sure they do. But don't discount God's hard wiring, which is for connection, including keeping you as their parent the primary person they're connected to.
Indeed. Thank you for that, Kimberly. Can you share with our Shine family a little bit more about the Eckert Center?
Yeah, so we are a full-service center. We provide counseling, learning assessments, and also learning intervention programs for kids who are struggling in school. And one of the things that I love about our team and the support we provide to families is that families don't have to go looking around for multiple service providers, which can often be quite overwhelming. They can just make their home an Eckert Center, and the complement of services that we have is available for the entire family.
Nice. As they say, a one-stop shop.
That's exactly right.
I like that. EckertCenter.com. You can book an appointment there. And you have a couple of locations in town.
So we are located in the north, up in West Hillhurst, and then down in the south in the Fish Creek Executive Building. So again, good access for families in both sections of the city.
Sounds good. EckertCenter.com. And perhaps right now somebody will get a free initial visit. We give away a gift certificate every week. Thanks to Kimberly. And that's going to who today?
Let's go with caller number 4 today.
Caller 4, 403-276-8888. Well, thank you again, Kimberly. As we get closer to Christmas, we'll continue this topic again next Wednesday. Have a great day.
You too.